Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. It's your source of expert insights on personal development. It's presented by renowned human behavior expert, Dr. John DeMartini, and you'll find that he packs every episode with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to transform all areas of your life. Dr. DeMartini is an internationally published author and a polymath with over five decades of extensive research across multiple disciplines. He's a global educator on a mission sharing knowledge to help you master your mind and thereby master your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains why when you have a crystal clear vision of your future, you're in the most powerful position to manifest your destiny. A note that whenever you hear a link mentioned in this episode, just know that you can access it in the podcast description. And if you're new to the show and you'd love to be notified of all the future episodes, make sure to follow us now. So grab your pen and paper or set up your digital note taker and join Dr. DeMartini as he presents this week's episode titled, When the Destination is Clear, It Becomes Your Destiny. Enjoy.
There's a gentleman named Phelps that you probably have heard about, and I could be an error, but I believe it's 22 gold medals that he's produced and created in the field of swimming, one of the greatest swimmers known in history. I was watching a video of him with his coach, and he was talking about how much he uses his visualization to see in his mind's eye the outcome that he strives for. Now, I've been a visionary and been using visualization for all the years I've been teaching, 50 years now. And I'm a firm believer that that part of the brain, the occipital cortex, when we can see in our mind's eye what we would love to create in life, and we can hold that vision, those with a vision flourish. Those without a vision typically perish, as they say. Any detail we leave out of the vision becomes an obstacle we typically face. So obviously the more clear and detailed the vision, the greater. I have a goal book. I call it my master plan book or my state of my mission book. That book is actually broken down into 33 volumes, soon 34 volumes. So I have been writing down goals and objectives and keeping metrics on goals all the way back to when I was 17, over 50 years. And when I work on a goal, I will sometimes write on it and type on it and play with it for 1 to 2 hours for one paragraph, making sure I can see it in my mind's eye, making sure it's what I want, making sure that it brings a tear to my eye, which is a moment of gratitude and authenticity. Anytime you can see it so clear in your mind's eye, you increase the probability of that becoming reality. When I was in practice many years ago, I used to sit in my reception room before the day would begin, before the patients would come in, and take the appointment book and just look at the appointment book at who's coming in, who's scheduled. And then I would basically go through and envision those individuals and think about their names, think about their chief complaint, why they came there, think about the condition that they have, what's the reason for the complaint, think about their spouse, think about their children's name, think about the bosses, anybody that they've ever talked about, just run through in my mind's eye and think about them, and then go through the procedure of them coming in, signing in, going back with a little travel card and clipboard, going back to the room, taking off their jewelry, all the steps, the sequential steps of everything that would go on. And I would just go through there and see that for each of the patients. And I'd make sure that if they had a birthday or an anniversary or something, that I would mention it. So I would preview the day in my mind's eye. And when I did that, I noticed the day was more fluent. I noticed the day, a lot of the things that I envisioned in the morning became reality, even things that I said and they said. It was really spooky. And any detail you leave out of the vision, again, is the obstacle or challenge or distraction that you face in your life. So what you visualize in your mind, it becomes more reality in your life. You've heard what thoughts become things, but also visions become reality. I had a vision when I was 17 years old that I wanted to travel the world and step foot in every country on the face of the earth. And I also, let's see if I can pull up a picture of this. I also envision myself standing on a balcony, speaking to a million people, and I had a painter, well, I had a gentleman come up to me and paint that. It's hard to see it there, but standing on a balcony, speaking to a million people with an iconic building of from every major city around the world in the background, with a million people below. And I held that vision since I was 17. And today I've been blessed to speak in 192 countries and around the world. And I'm amazed that what I've been seeing, and I have that in my office, that's a 5 by 4 foot painting in my office. And I have that in my office and I see that and I see it in my mind's eye and I have a picture of it and I envisioned it. At age 20, I was watching a movie by the great Houdini, the escape artist magician. And he was playing at the Palladium. He was performing at the Palladium in London, which is a fancy, you know, classic theater. And I thought, wow, I would love to go and perform there. And I'm seeing all those people, 2,000 people sitting in the audience. And I cut that picture out. Well, I snapshotted the movie and it cut that into a picture. And I put my face and body into it. And in 2000, I believe, 8, I was at the Palladium speaking to a completely full house with 2,000-something people in it. And there was royalty in the top left balconies. And it's exactly the picture that I had saw when I was 20. Now, you might say I was a little slow in manifesting that. It took about 30-something years to manifest that. But the reality was that I held it in my mind's eye. And my innermost dominant thought becomes my outermost tangible reality. And my innermost dominant vision becomes my destiny. The way you know something is really, really important to you is it will bring you tears of inspiration when you see it. Your autonomic nervous system, when it comes into perfect balance and your brain rhythms come into an alpha-theta state, gamma synchronicities occur in the brain and you get this heart-opening tear aha moment of gratitude, which is a sign of authenticity and equilibrium and balance. You have equanimity and you're not exaggerating or minimizing yourself. That state is also connected to the V5, V6, the frontal cortex. When you're in that state is active and it's connected to the V5, V6 area, the occipital cortex where visual associations are, and you see it. And I really believe that when you're authentic, your vision becomes clear. And then you, because of that, you're not exaggerating or minimizing with subjective bias when you're judging. And you're just lucid and clear. And in that state, that's almost like telling you your destiny. My reality became speaking. The vision started at 17. It's now my life. And I saw at 20 that vision and the Palladium, and that's now my life. At age 18, I had a vision, a dream of speaking in Tehran, in Persia, because I met this Persian guy who became a student of mine, one of the oldest students I've had, or one of the longest students I've ever had, all the way back to when I was 18. And he said, someday you must come to my country. So all those years I was wanting to go to the country, and I got to speak there. I've spoken there a couple times now. And what was amazing is the day I got there, I realized when I did, I told the people that in my audience that I've waited since I was 18 to be able to speak before you today. And it was a real tear-jerking moment because I saw that in my mind's eye, and here I am now finally doing it. It took me many years, but I saw it in my mind's eye. So taking the time to write out how you would love your life, making sure that it is really sincerely something your life is demonstrating you're committed to, and creating a pictorial biography of your destiny pays off. I'm a firm believer in my 30, almost 4-volume text of my master plan book. There are thousands of entries in moments of inspiration where I've written down exactly how I would love my life, and they're become my reality today. And I keep metrics on all the things that I set out to do to get done. And that's because in those moments, I only wrote in those moments when I was inspired. If I wasn't clear on it, I just kept polishing it until I got a tear. until I had knowing. When you're clear, there's a feeling of impossibility for you not to fulfill it. It feels it's destined, and you can see it in your mind's eye, and you feel it's impossible not to manifest that. It's done. It's not in the future. You've taken time and space out of your mind, and you're present as if it's there, and you're actually manifesting it in your mind in that moment. This is what Phelps did. He saw in his mind's eye the swimming, every movement, everything he did. And anything that another individual on either side of him might try to do, he prepared for it in advance with foresight. And that's what I did in my practice. I had foresight and I could see what I was going to do, and my day went smoother. If you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day fills up with low priority distractions that don't. If you don't fill your mind with a vision about how you would love your life to be, it gets filled with all the things that you don't want it to be. From the injected values of opportunists and other people projecting their values onto you and distracting you from a clear vision. But those with a very clear vision have a clear destiny. So taking the time like I do to write out exactly how you want your life and then to state it until it becomes part of your internal dialogue. You know, I've said to myself many statements, you know, that I have a photographic, autographic memory, whatever I read or retain, that I can read a book and I can have both visually and conscious and unconscious content be available to me whenever I need it. I've stated how I wanted my life to be, and my life has become what I've stated. But you can see it when you write it out fluently and it's congruent with what you value most, you see it in your mind's eye, and a picture is worth a thousand words. In fact, when you're clear on your vision, you can't write as fast as you can see. It just comes pouring. It's almost like an automatic writing when you have clarity. So taking the time to clarify that is to our advantage. That's why when I do the breakthrough experience every week, I make sure that people are writing down on their love list, which I call the love list, what is it you would absolutely love to have happen in your life, to get really clear and to be detailed about it. That's also one of the reasons why in the breakthrough experience, I have people do the DeMartini method, to clear out all the distractions. So they can be clear, so they can increase the probability of seeing their destiny. I have another program that I teach called the Prophecy One Experience. And people say, well, is that a religious experience? No. Well, it could be. I mean, you could be inspired by what you learn, but it wasn't designed for religious. It was just that a prophet was considered a wise individual that could foresee the future. And I want people to be so clear about what they want in life that they can see it in their mind's eye, and then they can manifest it in their destiny. There's a movie that came out many years ago, 2006-07, called The Secret. And I said, when the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than all opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. Another movie that I was blessed to be in was called How Thoughts Become Things. And there we went into more detail about it. And there's a book about it, about how to do that.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
But what's interesting is in the breakthrough experience, I also talk about the values. And you know, I don't ever do a talk without talking about values. That's, you can just count on that. You can call me Mr. Values. I've been studying values for 45 plus years, and I don't do a talk without it because it's the foundation for all drive and all human actions. So if you look very carefully, you have a hierarchy of values, and whatever is highest on your value, the very top one, the telos, as they call it, the end in mind, that is the value that you have the highest probability of achieving. That is the, if you set sail as captain of your ship, master of your fate, to fulfill whatever is highest on your value, and ask yourself, what are the highest priority actions I can do today to make that possible? Then what happens is you increase the probability of achieving it. And many people are comparing themselves to other people, putting them on pedestals, injecting values from other people, fearing the loss of them because they're infatuated with them and putting them on a pedestal, and therefore don't want to be rejected by them. And so they end up sacrificing what's really important to themselves to try to fit into the people. And you get fit into the crowd instead of standing out as a unique individual with an authentic mission in life. That's why in the Breakthrough Experience, I show you how to dissolve the infatuations and resentments which make you subordinate to others or subordinate to others, try to live in other people's values, or try to get others to live in your values, both of which don't work and are futile, and actually go into it and level the playing field and see that whatever you see in others is inside you, so you have equanimity and equity, so you can love them, so you're not distracted by the noise and the signal to noise ratio. The signal gets stronger from your own authentic self. You could say that the message of the soul comes through. The soul is the state of unconditional love when you're not judging somebody, and all of a sudden a mission and a message and a vision is revealed. And it's a revelation. And so you're a prophet of your destiny when you actually have access to that state. That's one of the things I'm doing in the Breakthrough Experience. That's the main focus of the Breakthrough Experience, is to have them realize that everything that's going on in their life is on the way, not in the way. And it's actually trying to get you into your authentic state where you're actually in that soul state, where you actually have lucid vision, clarity of mission, you're clear on your articulation, what you see, what you say, what you feel, what you think becomes your reality. You manifest as a creator in the world that way. So I'm a firm believer in getting clearer about what you want in life and writing it down. And the way you know it's so clear is it comes pouring out of you faster than you can write, with tears in your eyes, and you know that you know that you know it's destined. That way you take command of your destiny. You're not sitting there wondering about the future. You're not sitting in uncertainty. You're sitting with clarity. I knew when I was 17 years old that I wanted to travel the world, study universal laws, be involved in healing, and be a philosopher and travel the world and teach. It was a tear-jerking, 20-minute tear-jerking experience. Absolutely amazing. And that painting came out of it many years later, but the painting came out of that. But I've been on that mission and clear on that vision 50 years. So it's impossible for you not to fulfill your mission when you're clear on it and you know it and you prioritize it. That's why I tell people to go on my website to do the value determination, to try to do it. It's a complimentary private experience. It takes 30 minutes of your time to try to get you there. That's why in the Breakthrough Experience, I make them do it again and make sure they're clear so they don't lie to themselves and write in a bunch of social idealisms or what it used to be or hope it would be or whatever. I want them to be clear on what their life demonstrates. Your life is constantly giving you feedback and guiding you to be authentic. Your physiology, your psychology, your sociology, all of your theological experiences are all trying to get you to be that authentic self. Because the magnificence of that is far greater than any fantasies you'll impose on yourself. And most people try to put unrealistic expectations on themselves instead of setting real objectives in life. When you're puffed up and proud and looking down on people and judging them down and thinking they're, you know, resenting somebody, you puff yourself up and set too big a goal in too short a time frame and cloud the clarity of your vision. When you put people on pedestals and minimize yourself, you set too small a goal in too long a time frame to get you back up, to repurpose you. And again, but there's still noise in the brain. But if you're authentic and you set real goals in real time with real vision and with your heart into it, and you have gratitude and love and inspiration and enthusiasm and certainty and presence with it, you have an unstoppable momentum building, accelerating energy that comes out of you, and enthusiasm that goes places. Peter Lynch, in his book, One Up on Wall Street, many years ago, when they were asked him about how did he select stocks so well, he said, I go through the quantitative and technical analysis, and then once I narrow it down to a few stocks, I actually get on a flight and I go to the headquarters of those companies. And I go and walk around the company and introduce myself to them because I'm telling them I'm considering investing in them. And I get more details and I go and watch the people. And I'm looking for people who are grateful for their job, loving what they're doing, inspired by the vision, enthusiastically working, certain about their skills, and present with the clients. When I see that, or present with their work, when I see that, I know I can invest in that company. Well, every time you live congruently according to your highest value, every time you're clear in your vision, every time you're clear in the way you articulate it, why I spent so much time on my vision book to be that clear about it, and you take high priority actions on a daily basis, delegating lower priority things, you can't be stopped. You're going to build momentum because every human being wants to be in that state. And whoever does that draws and magnetizes people, places, things, ideas, and events in their life to help them manifest what it is that they're planning, what they're seeing in their mind's eye. The forebrain, the executive center, is a strategic planning center. It's also a vision center. It's also a gratitude center. It's also a spontaneous action center. And it's also a governor to monitor and to dissolve the distractions. That's why I teach people the breakthrough experience, because I'm going to make sure that they're clear on their highest value. I want to make sure that they see their vision. I want to make sure that they know how to dissolve their distractions and be able to focus and create a love list about what they would love, that your life is demonstrating is truly something that your life is showing momentum towards. So you increase the probability of doing it. So you wake up the natural born leader in you. So that's why I tell people to come to the breakthrough experience, because I want people to do something extraordinary with their life. I ask people, how many of you want to make a difference? They all want to make a difference. They got their hands up, but then they come into all kind of little obstacles in their journey. And when we narrow them down, we've addressed every one of the things that cause people obstacles. And I address that in the program to show them how to transcend that and get past those obstacles. Those obstacles are all self-imposed. They're primarily judgments that they have on themselves or other people that are occupying space and time in their mind and running them. And I show them how to dissolve that in the breakthrough experience. I want you to have command of your destiny. I want you to be a prophet. I want you to be able to say thank you to yourself on a daily basis. You know, I had a song produced. Rowan Burns, another gentleman, produced a song out of some of the talks that I did. The lyrics were from the talks I did. Fantastic song. It's called John's Song, if you go on my website or if you go look on the internet. And then there's a little moment in there I say, when you look in the front of the mirror at night, when you're naked and you're about to go to bed or something, are you able to say, wow? Because if you're not loving yourself. Every time you actually are taking action steps towards what you value most and living according to what is really, truly most important to you and prioritizing your life, your love and appreciation for yourself skyrockets. Your achievement skyrockets. Your leadership skyrockets. Your exemplification of what's possible. Your inspiration to other people skyrocket. That's why I want people to come to the breakthrough experience, because I'm going to teach them how to do that. How to live that way, how to achieve it, whether it's sports or relationship or finance or business, doesn't matter what the focus you want. You may be all those. I'm interested in empowering all of them. I don't want people to just be excelling in one area. I want them to be able to excelling in all those areas. But there's no reason why you can't. And the tools are there. I love sharing those with people. I love watching the transformations. I love getting the letters and thank you letters from the people that experienced the breakthrough experience. And I would love for you to actually get and take advantage of that. That way you can be certain about your destiny and take command of it. There's no reason why you can't be clear about your vision and become real manifestors in your life the way you want it. Don't let anybody in the world stop you from that. I remember I was 18 years old and I failed my very first test I ever tried to do in school. I was just learning, trying to learn how to read. And I had a learning problem as a child. And I remember I failed the test. I got a 27. I need a 72 to pass. And I was really distraught. And my mom came up to me and saw me crying. And she said, what happened, son? And I told her I bombed the test. I guess I'll never be able to read, write, or communicate. Never, you know, amount to thing, go very far in life, which was what I was taught by my first grade teacher. And all of a sudden, she stopped and she looked at me and she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, son, whether you become a great teacher and travel the world like you dream, whether you go back and ride big waves like you've done, or return to the streets and panhandle, which I've also done. I was a street kid as a teenager. She said, no matter what, your dad and I are going to love you no matter what. And I learned how powerful love was and certainty and presence was and gratitude at that moment. And that's when my hand went into a fist. I made a determined state. I said, I'm going to master this thing called reading, studying, learning, and teaching. And I'm going to do whatever it takes and travel whatever distance to pay whatever price to give my service of love across the planet. And my determination that moment was no turning back. The moment you have a no turning back attitude towards what it is that you're committed to because you're congruent and you're really inspired by it, that's the day that you're prophet of your destiny. And that's what I want you to do. That's why I want you to come to the breakthrough experience. I want you to be inspired. I don't want you to need motivation. Motivation's a symptom. It's not a solution for human beings to master their lives. I don't want you to need external motivation and reminding and incentives all the time from extrinsic sources. I want you to be called from within, to be guided by your own wisdom within. When that voice and vision is louder than all opinions, you know you've mastered the game. So if you're ready to clarify your mind and clear about your vision, and want to start taking command of your love list and start learning the manifestation formula, how to create what it is you want in your life and be a prophet of your own destiny, spend time with me, come to the Breakthrough Experience. And I'm certain what I'm going to teach you there, you're not going to learn anywhere else in the world. You're going to learn right there, and you're going to be able to take it and apply it. The method, the Demartini method I teach in there, is gold as far as dissolving all the distractions and judgments you have on people that you've been carrying around in your subconscious mind that's distracting you. There's no reason to have to carry that around. Come to the Breakthrough Experience. Let's offload the baggage, and let's get focused on the fuel, and let's do something amazing and take command of our destiny. Anyway, that's my presentation today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Come and join me at the Breakthrough Experience. I know you'll say thank you. And thank you for being with me today.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. Demartini has to share. And if you'd love to continue learning from Dr. Demartini, then follow the Demartini Show now so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. Demartini's work, then log on to the website drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog and free training that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab, which is on the homepage of the website. If you'd love to speak to a member of the Demartini team, then use the online chat function on the website. We'd love to get to know you and to understand what you'd love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. Just a reminder, if you're ready to take action and transform your life today, if you're ready to do the work, then join Dr. John Demartini at his weekend seminar, The Breakthrough Experience. To find out more about the program, go to demartini.fm/seminar. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. Demartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused on your goals and dreams, and stay inspired.